Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 15, 2024. It's not tax day, but it's the day of the first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president. I'm not going to talk about that story because it's perhaps the most ubiquitous there is. Every major newspaper is covering it. So Donald Trump goes to trial. But our first story comes to us from the Wall Street Journal as the Treasury Department wants to beef up powers given to CFIUS to help it obtain information and levy higher fines, a move that comes among intense official scrutiny on U.S.-China investment flows. The proposal would allow CFIUS to more easily subpoena companies involved in corporate acquisitions and to expand the types of information it can require to get. CFIUS would also be allowed to levy fines of up to $5 million for certain violations, up from $250,000. Next up from Barron's, Nigeria recovers $27 million in a corruption probe as Nigerian investigators have recovered that amount, involving a suspended government minister and other officials. The president suspended humanitarian affairs and poverty alleviation minister, Betty Adu, in January following allegations she diverted public funds into private bank accounts. That money was recovered. Next up, in a ongoing series of moves, as reported by Bloomberg, Venezuela has arrested top executives from PDVSA on corruption probes. The government arrested two high-level energy officials Sunday following detention of the former oil minister involving billions of dollars which were purloined from PDVSA. As anyone in the energy industry knows, PDVSA was by far the most corrupt energy company across the globe, even exceeding Petrobras in its Helicon Lava Jato days. But the arrests come just months before the presidential election, where the current sitting president has been highly criticized by the international community. And whether this is a wag the dog move or it's actually an attempt to get PDVSA back on the straight and narrow, who knows? And finally, from Reuters, the U.S. Supreme Court says that silence and omission is not fraud, and that shareholders cannot sue companies if they flout a rule requiring disclosure of trends. So apparently omission and silence is not fraud, at least when it comes to shareholder information. Given this Supreme Court's antipathy towards anything fraud-related, no surprise, but it sure doesn't help the American shareholding public, just as their other fraud rulings have decimated that cause. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.